This is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for Thursday, March 2nd, 2023. I'm Derek Gilbert. Topic number 5 today, the coalition cracking. We've been seeing reports in the corporate media over the last few months that suggest that our European allies in this proxy war against Russia are beginning to realize that things aren't going the way they would like us to think. And now a columnist for Foreign Policy magazine, which is a publication that is useful for understanding what the foreign policy cartel inside Washington, D.C., a group referred to by insiders as the Blob, because they're all together and they move in one direction, the Blob wants us to think. Stephen Walt, the columnist, attended the Munich Security Conference in Munich last week and reports that conversations held in private away from cameras is quite different from what we saw coming out of that conference on the corporate media. For example, publicly, Vice President Kamala Harris said the war had far-reaching global ramifications. Germany's Foreign Minister Annalena Baerbock said that anything less than a complete Russian defeat and withdrawal from Ukraine would mean, quote, the end of the international order and the end of the international law, end quote. In private, however, Walt reports, the conversations were much more somber, saying that nobody he spoke with expects the war to end soon, and no one thinks Ukraine will be able to recover all of its territory, including Crimea. The public optimism of government officials is not surprising. That's what they do. It's their job to try to get us all on board to rally public opinion for their policies. But, as Walt writes, President Biden, as signaled by his surprise visit to Ukraine last week, appears to be staking his political future and, in fact, America's global reputation on total success in Ukraine. Anything less will be viewed as a failure, both politically and in terms of America's prestige overseas. However, experts privately believe total victory is impossible. So the question now is, how far will Biden's handlers go to try to achieve total victory, which experts say is impossible? Or, in other words, will they drag us into World War III before they realize total victory is not within their grasp? Topic number 4, reports from the front. Continuing with the Ukraine news, drones that the Kremlin said were launched by Ukraine flew deep inside Russian territory Monday, including one that landed within 60 miles of Moscow. This signals breaches in Russia's air defense system. Putin has ordered stepped-up protections at the border. Officials said the drones caused no injuries, didn't inflict any significant damage, but the attacks on Monday night and Tuesday morning raised questions about Russia's air defenses and their defensive capabilities. Ukrainian officials didn't take responsibility, but they usually don't when it comes to something like this, although they do maintain that they have the right to strike deep within Russian territory. Meanwhile, ABC News, which is not known for its conservative viewpoint, reports that a retired U.S. Marine fighting for Ukraine, Troy Offenbecker of Michigan, says that the lifespan of a Ukrainian soldier fighting in the hotly contested city of Bakhmut, a Ukrainian soldier on the front lines of the fight for Bakhmut, is now about 4 hours. I will repeat that. According to a retired U.S. Marine on the ground in Ukraine, the average lifespan of a Ukrainian soldier sent to the front in the fight for the city of Bakhmut is about 4 hours. This city has been the center of very heavy fighting in recent weeks. It does appear that the Russian spring offensive has begun, in fact, and that Russia is bound and determined to take the city of Bakhmut. Offenbecker is quoted as calling this battle for Bakhmut a meat grinder. This is not exactly the tone of the reporting that we've seen from the corporate media here in the U.S. over the past year. It just suggests that the political class, the Blob, inside Washington, D.C., may be seeing that they've bitten off more than they can chew. Topic number 3, the 15-minute city. Remember that term, because this is something we're going to be seeing more and more of in the weeks and months ahead, as the World Economic Forum's Great Reset Initiative continues on multiple fronts. Here in the United States, it appears the mayor of Cleveland, Ohio, is the first to volunteer his city to become a 15-minute city. Mayor Justin Bibb said he wants Cleveland to be, the first 15-minute city in North America. What is the 15-minute city? Well, this is not a new urban planning model. Paris is sort of the first example of this, but the idea gained popularity during the pandemic, thanks to the World Economic Forum. Again, seizing the opportunity to try to restructure human civilization on planet Earth along its own lines, pushing us all back into cities where we're just 15 minutes away, whether by walking, on bikes, or by public transit. Notice that private vehicles, personal vehicles using internal combustion engines, not part of that transportation mix there, that everything we need is within 15-minute walk, bike ride, or bus trip. Planners in Cleveland now making a list of what's there in terms of needs and amenities, things like grocery stores, parks, schools, workplaces. In some neighborhoods, they're finding that it's quality lacking because of broken sidewalks, lack of bike lanes, bus stops, and others. When it comes to green space or food justice, neighborhoods are lacking altogether. Food justice. Just imagine the zoning nightmare that awaits as technocrats begin the process of dividing urban centers like Cleveland into 15-minute cities and forcing businesses to locate in areas that are not economically viable in order to make this green dream a reality. City says opportunities for participation are coming. Yeah, whether we want to or not. If Mayor Bibb gets his way, very soon the best part of Cleveland might be leave. Just leave. Topic number two, child labor. The Biden administration is vowing to crack down on illegal exploitation of children here in the United States, exploitation of children for labor. They're citing a 70% increase in children being employed illegally here in the United States over the last 5 years. Now, why do you think that might be? 70% increase of it. Could it be the 2.76 million undocumented illegal border crossings on our southwestern border over the last fiscal year, which was about a 58% increase over the previous year? You think that might have something to do with the number of children being employed illegally here in the United States? This sounds a lot like bailing the boat before you've plugged the leak. Coming up, a terrifying story from the Chicago area. Subscribe to our GPS tracking system to save your child. I'll tell you about that next on 5 and 10.
Millions of Americans are being terrorized at night or even taken against their will without warning and without mercy. Who or what is behind this malevolent activity? Skywatch TV has teamed up with Dr. L.A. Marzulli and Vicki Anderson, renowned experts in the fields of ufology and demonology, to help answer these very difficult questions in the UFOs and Entities Exposed special offer. This incredible offer includes the brand new documentary on DVD, The Coming UFO Invasion, Exposing the Dragon's Dark Secrets. In this groundbreaking film, legendary researcher and reporter Dr. L.A. Marzulli rips the cover off the terrifying secrets of alien abduction and UFO visitation in never-before-seen interviews with actual victims of these seemingly unstoppable phenomena.
It happens again and again, and you feel it, and you're there, and you remember it.
These beings, if you want to call them that, when I was 5, 6, 7 years old, and it continued up till about I was 15.
I found out I was 3 months pregnant, and at first there was a heartbeat. They just said, this is the womb, but there's nothing there.
What or who is entering the homes of these victims, removing them? And once removed, what is being done to them? And for what purpose? Is it demonic activity? LA listens to firsthand accounts of these horrific encounters and offers biblical answers to this alarming problem that will help individuals suffering these terrors find freedom in Jesus Christ. Also included in this phenomenal special offer is acclaimed writer, researcher, and investigator Vicki Anderson's brand new book, They Only Come Out at Night. This riveting page-turner reveals biblical answers to the mystery surrounding Asclepians, the ancient healing healing temples of servants and astral encounters. Whether vampires and ancient threshold covenants are fact or fiction. Who the primary targets of the entities behind sleep paralysis actually are. And whether or not you may be one of them. What your way out of the astral matrix really is, and so much more. But that's not all. You'll also receive the mind-boggling audio series, Doctrines of Devils. Listen as Stephen Bancars interviews Doreen Virtue, world-renowned former best-selling author and teacher of the New Age, as she explains her incredible supernatural journey out of the occult and into the arms of Jesus. This over 12-hour series features bonus interviews with Dr. Chuck Missler, Dr. Thomas Horn, John McTernan, Gary Bates, and many more on the subjects of ghosts, demons, and the supernatural. This is an exclusive offer for our SkyWatch television audience and holds a retail value of $85. Yours right now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. Now you and your family can understand through a biblical lens what is really behind the dark weapons of UFO visitation, alien abduction, and sleep paralysis. The UFOs and Entities Exposed special offer, available now at SkyWatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Item number one today, not funny or lighthearted or endearing. This really kind of a scary dystopian view of where our world is going as we depend on algorithms and third-party contractors to run our lives. 34-year-old pregnant woman in the North Chicago suburbs assaulted by a carjacker who stole her Volkswagen, ran her over, and then made off with the car, with her 2-year-old still in the vehicle. Well, although she was badly injured, the woman managed to call 911. Not knowing where the carjacker had fled, Lake County sheriffs called Volkswagen, called their CarNet service offered by Volkswagen to track the vehicle. See, it's equipped with GPS. You can track the car wherever it goes, similar to GM's OnStar. But Volkswagen CarNet refused to give up the information, not because the car wasn't equipped or not because they had any qualms with sharing private data. No, Volkswagen's CarNet refused to turn over the information because the woman had let her subscription expire. The $150 annual subscription had to be paid before they would tell police where the car with the 2-year-old child in the back seat had been taken. Sheriff's police begged CarNet to no avail. Finally, a relative of the woman paid the fee, but that led to a 16-minute delay in tracking down the vehicle, which by that point was useless anyway because the 2-year-old had been dumped out of the car in a parking lot where a passerby saw the child, called police. So the child is unharmed, returned back to her mother, who is recovering now, thankfully. The stolen car also returned and found and returned a short time thereafter as the carjacker dumped the car for another vehicle. Thankfully, again, a good ending here. But the question is, if the Find My Car service isn't even available during an actual child kidnapping, what good is it? Volkswagen, do better. SkyWatch TV depends on your support to do what we do, not just here with these daily reports, but mainly our main focus is on supporting the work at Whispering Ponies Ranch as we're speaking about children in at risk. That's what we do there, is we fund the work so that our partner ministries, mainly Royal Family Kids, working with children in the foster care system between the ages of 9 and 11, don't have to pay a dime to bring their children to the camps during the summer. During the month of March, for your gift of any amount, if you're in the U.S. or Canada, we'll send you the book Ancient Mysteries of the Essenes by Dr. Ken Johnson, a fascinating book that just shows how important the theology of the mysterious Essene community, which we're finding now was not just at Qumran, they also had a community up near the Sea of Galilee, which is very important as well. We'll send a copy of Ken Johnson's book to you for your gift of any amount. Again, if you're in the U.S. or Canada, find out more online, skywatchtv.com. Look for the red donate button or skywatchtvstore.com or call us toll-free 844-750-4985. And thank you for your support. Fascinating conversations, but very important regarding the supernatural war in which we are all deployed. This week, L.A. Marzulli and Vicky Joy Anderson talk about the connection between alien abduction, and demonic possession. Night terrors, they are all interconnected. And sadly, this is not something that most churches, most pastors are equipped to discuss. But it is a situation that affects literally millions of Americans. Find out more at our broadcast this week. The schedule for the over-the-air program, skywatchtv.com/channels. But you can watch the program right now. Our video content is always at the website, skywatchtv.com. You can also go to our YouTube or Rumble channels. You find them right here. Or add the Skywatch TV app to Roku or Apple TV and bring the program right to the big screen. You can also download it right into your smartphone or tablet, whether it's iOS, Android, or Amazon Kindle Fire. We've got apps for all of those and links to the app stores at skywatchtv.com. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.